For athletes, there are personal trainers and there are coaches. And then there are sports performance coaches. So we're discussing what sports performance coaches do and how they help to improve athletes. This is Right Beside You, a Reed Health podcast. Thanks for listening. I'm Joey Waller. Our guests from Reed Health, Matthew Wright, Medical Fitness Manager, and Tawan Stoker, Director of Wellness. Gentlemen, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having us. Thank you.
Thank you.
So first for you, Matt, in a nutshell, what is sports performance as you see it, sports performance coaching, and how does that differ from personal training or traditional coaching as we've come to know it?
Yeah, so sports performance differs in a couple ways. I mean, first, everything that we do, we provide, is going to help that athlete improve in their set sport or skill set. Also focusing on injury prevention, some sports specific, where, you know, typical personal trainers are going to work on overall strength, work geared toward the actual performance in that said sport. So, you know, how to take it, reach that, improve by that fraction of an inch or that hundredth of a second that's needed in a lot of these competitions, the sports performance coaches are trained to get the athlete to reach that potential.
And Matt, would you say over the years that the need for that has increased because of the fact that more and more younger athletes in high school and sometimes even younger are focusing more on one sport as opposed to a handful as they did years ago?
Yeah, I definitely think that the need for this service has increased more now. You do have a lot of athletes that are, you know, only choosing one sport and they're focusing on that one sport, where the sports performance steps in and helps them focus on everything they need for that sport, but also working on well-rounding their workout so that they're cutting back on injuries. They're able to reach those gains but still stay safe. So that's the need has grown a lot.
Gotcha. So for you, Tawan, who in general is your coaching geared toward? What age are we talking about? What level of athlete?
I think at this point, we're looking at every athlete, every age group. We're not actually cutting it off or saying, hey, you have to be this age to be a part of it. We have programs that will reach our older population, but also programs that will reach our high school, middle school, elementary population as well. So we believe that the youngest we can start them, or the younger we can start them out and being the best they can be at their sports and doing the right techniques and the right movements that also help prevent any type of injuries down the line. So we're looking at all age groups at this time period.
You've both already mentioned injury prevention. Tawan, how much of what you do is geared toward that, would you say?
I would say a large majority of it is working on techniques that will help the individual from pulling muscles, from long-term injuries down the line. So anytime you have an athlete that you take, for example, you know, a football player, and you want to teach them how to properly do a squat or properly run, stepping in early on in the process will train them and teach them how to do those things in the long run.
Understood. So Matt, how do you guys typically assess, to begin with, what a particular athlete needs from you?
Every new athlete comes in for their first session with us, and we go over what their overall goals are and include the parents in this conversation as well to see what their goal is for their son or daughter. With that, we do some pre-testing. So we get the typical, the vertical, broad jump, some different kind of maxes with some of the lifts. But we also do like assessing of their form. So we'll have a new athlete come in and demonstrate what a squat is for them, and we pick on the areas that really need improvement and try to teach them up in that first time. So after that, the sessions of that assessment and talking with the athlete on their goal, we create a tailored program to help them reach their goals.
You mentioned form there. How often do younger athletes use bad form when they're working out?
Oh, all the time. You get athletes coming in and they just have, whether their knees are caving in or flaring out, if they're coming up on their tiptoes while they're doing a squat. I mean, a lot of these young athletes, they're never taught the proper form, how to do these lifts. They just see on whether it's YouTube or any of the social medias of these athletes doing these exercises, but they don't really pay attention to the form. And that's how a lot of athletes get hurt, or they learn bad habits that prevent them from gaining that in their performance or leading to further injury. So our instructors are all taught to really critique form, focus on the form, make sure everybody's doing stuff correctly to try to cut back on that.
How big a challenge is that, all the workout quote-unquote experts on social media nowadays that are sending out mixed messages at the end of the day, right?
Yeah, it is increasingly difficult as you get a lot of the experts on there. And that's why we tell our athletes we are trained professionals in this realm. We have certifications that make us the best people to come train with to help us show people how to do things the right way. And a lot of these videos, we can show like, hey, that is a great workout. They're doing great form. We got to focus on the form as well. Because that's a lot of the things that people miss. They watch their video, but they don't pay attention to how that person landed or how they do a certain move. Because every single movement you do, even in sports, comes down to those minor things. And we got to focus on teaching the athlete all those different parts. And so that's what we like to do.
So, Matt, what does your program typically entail? What does a session look like?
It truly depends on the athlete and their goals. So we have group sessions that are grouped together by similar goals, similar sports or age groups. That way they're pushed, you know, through their workout in an appropriate way. And so we start off with some cardio, get the blood pumping, and do a big, important stretching period of teaching young athletes and athletes of all ages, honestly, how to properly stretch, because that's something that's often overlooked when it comes to sports performance training. And we focus on stretching. And then after that good warm-up and stretch period, we get into the program. And that program is really dependent on what those athletes' goals are. So they may go through some different lifts, like Olympic lifts, like whether your squat, your power clean, deadlift. And they go through some sport-specific drills, like some cone drills. We have some blaze pods that set up and do some different time drills. We have a Vertimax that we utilize in the sessions. So Vertimax is a machine that, with the power of cords in the piece of equipment, you're resisted through the entire jump process working on trying to increase a vertical. So we have that amongst a lot of other pieces of equipment that we're able to tailor the workouts to their needs. So workouts always going to consist on some core exercises because the core is one of the most important muscle groups in the body. And we work on balance, speed, explosiveness, every facet that the athlete will use in their game, we try to improve in the program.
Tawan, how do you guys coordinate or balance what you do with an athlete versus, or in conjunction with perhaps, what their coaches are doing with them, say, in high school?
We look at it as a perfect opportunity, actually. Right now, that's one of the things that we're working on is trying to get our services more deeply embedded into some of the local schools. Oftentimes, they may have a strength training program, but, you know, it's not a full-fledged program. And so we actually have many coaches and also parents that actually reach out to us so that way we can fill the gap that's there. So we look at it as a true partnership in which we're looking to establish more of those partnerships throughout our service area.
Because I guess at a lot of smaller schools, am I right, Tawan, coaches often have to double up or sometimes triple up on what they're doing. They might coach various positions. They might even coach multiple teams. And so sometimes it's hard to devote as much attention to a given area as perhaps they'd like to, right?
Yeah, correct. Definitely agree with you on that. I mean, even when you look at some of these coaches are also teachers as well. So that's where we come in at to try to relieve some of that stress that may be mounting to actually coach an athlete to be stronger, faster, and quicker. So we'll come in and they can utilize our services as sports performance to help with those athletes, not just in one sport, but multiple sports. And we're always there for them to actually lean on throughout the year, too.
Couple of other things. For you, Matt, I want to ask both of you this. How about a little bit about your background as an athlete and then thereafter? What is it about your past that made you have a passion for this, would you say?
Yeah, so I was a football player throughout high school. Went to college, played football, and it was a whole new world for me coming in, and I didn't have the opportunity to have a sports performance coach when I was playing. I did a lot of the lifts with my dad, trying to do things the right way. But went to college and actually had a certified strength and conditioning coach with the football team. He, you know, was like, hey, your forms are all off. And so trying to learn everything that I did growing up was wrong and trying to learn how to do it the right way. Well, I ended up having an injury that cost me my collegiate career. I just went to focus on medicine versus playing sports. And so that's what started the year. I went to school as an athletic trainer, so I'm a certified athletic trainer, and was behind the scenes working at some of the local high schools as an athletic trainer for many years. And then this came open and I jumped at starting the sports performance program here at Reed Health. And the passion behind it was giving an opportunity for all the local athletes. And I'm born and raised in this area, give those athletes the opportunity for this high quality training that was unable to get when I was younger, able to provide that for these younger athletes, hopefully cut back on some of the injuries I saw as an athletic trainer when I worked at the schools, work on having these athletes reach their full potential. That's where the passion on my end came from.
How about you, Tawan?
Similar to Matt, I'm actually from Texas, and as many people know, football and track are very big in Texas, and something that I had a large passion for as well, and played sports from 5 years old all the way through college, and had an opportunity to get a college football scholarship as well, and played throughout college. And then after that time period, I found this field of wellness in which it's all focusing on the whole body and making the person whole. And just recently, this team, a sports performance team and medical fitness team, is now a part of wellness services. And so just so happy to actually have them as part of the team, because this is something that I'm definitely passionate about through my upbringing of sports and wellness throughout the years.
Gotcha. And finally, for you, Matt, what would you say, generally speaking, for those listening, is the main benefit you guys can offer to an athlete?
The main benefit we can offer to any athlete is unbelievable service and high quality training that you're not going to get anywhere. Our instructors are fully focused on each athlete, helping them reach their full potential. Like Tawan mentioned earlier, from any age, from young athletes to collegiate athletes, we're here to help you improve and reach that full potential. I mean, and all focusing on that injury prevention piece and the sports performance or sports specific training that we provide, you're going to get the best training you can in this area.
And Tawan, how about you? What's the main message you'd like those listening, if they're athletes or if it's someone that's connected with an athlete that could benefit, what's your main message for them about what you guys offer?
Well, what I want people to understand is that oftentimes there are a lot of flashy looking programs that are out there, and we may not be the flashiest of programs at this moment, but we have all the tools and resources internally, and also great staff that can provide great services to those who need sports specific type training. And so I would encourage them to reach out to us and have a conversation with us about our services.
So substance over style would be the message there, right?
You got it.
All right, folks, we trust you're now more familiar with sports performance coaching and how you can benefit. Matthew Wright and Tawan Stoker of Reed Health, thanks so much again.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And for more information or to schedule a session, please do call Matthew Wright at 765-935-8570, extension 2491. Again, 765-935-8570, extension 2491. If you found this podcast helpful, please do share it on your social media. And thanks again for listening to Right Beside You, a Reed Health podcast. Hoping your health is good health. I'm Joey Waller.